station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, May 29th. It's almost the end of the month. And we keep going. I'm not alone. We continue the search for our new co-host. And I have a very beautiful contender who's been here before. Her name is Betsy. Welcome to the show, Betsy.
Hi. Thanks.
Yes, and you've been here as a guest before, what, about a month ago, maybe a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I was here about a month and a half ago for a show called Pieces of Ass.
Yes, you have. We had so many people from there. No, actually, we had, after you were here, we had another two girls from the show. So, in fact, one is trying out for the co-host as well. Do you know Mia?
Oh, yeah. I think she took my part because I got graduated to a piece.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so Pieces of Ass has totally taken over the show. And so tell people a little bit about what that show is about so people know.
Oh, my goodness. That show is about hot chicks talking about living in the world with their positives and negatives of being hot.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I like to say there's a lot more positive that goes with being hot than negative.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think it opens up a lot of doors, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it opens up.
Yeah, it really does, huh?
Yeah. I mean, well, look, you're probably not born with a lot of gifts that other people have, like a brain, but...
But at least you get the looks, right?
Yeah, at least you can bend over and get a little attention.
So you were on the show last month, right? They keep changing girls every time, every month?
Yeah. So they change it out. And so what happened is they asked me to do a piece, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, of course. And they just, what they do is they just change it because they don't want the show to get boring because it just runs for
right.
so long, you know, and people want to see different people, fresh blood. You know,
that's true. If you want to have return business and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. And the pieces are always different, and everybody's got a new story to tell.
I know. There were some stories. I went to the last one. I missed the one you were on, but 2 weeks ago I went to the one here, and it was pretty funny. You know, it was really cool. The place was totally packed, and. Yeah, you couldn't even sit down, you know, but it was fun. So I stayed for a few girls for a few pieces and then I left, you know. But it's a nice venue, you know. It's not big enough for all the people that were there, though.
Oh, my gosh. You know? Well, I just think what happened is, like, so many people, I don't even know. It's a small venue and a lot of people want to come.
Right.
So then it's just, you don't know what to do. You're like, you have people buying bottles everywhere, you know.
I know.
Tables booked and it's
I know.
Crazy.
I couldn't even get through to the bar. It was so packed, you know. And then finally I got there and people are like, push it in front of me and all that stuff, you know. I'm not used to going to clubs like this. You know?
We need an app on the iPhone that's like, buy a drink from the bar from the other side of the room.
There you go, you know.
Yeah.
So it's pretty funny. The night scene in Hollywood is pretty unique, you know. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Do you go out a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I don't go out a lot, but I go out here and there. I know the whole club scene, the whole night scene. And
really?
Nightlife. Yeah, I know everybody. But it's fun, you know? I mean,
no, it is. You know, you just have to get used to it, you know, because outside of a club, people don't really push you, and usually they don't. And here, everybody's for themselves, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people step on your foot and break your toe and keep going to the bar here. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. So what was your piece about? Do you remember?
Well, mine, the first time I did the host, and I kind of added my own thing. And, you know, one time I went to rehearsal, and I always chew gum. It's like,
really?
It's a bad addiction.
It's so, better than other vices, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, and I was, like, rehearsing, and I'm smacking on gum, and Brian's like, oh, my God. the gum is funny. What are you doing? He's like, maybe you should do that in the show.
Yeah.
So I did. I mean, we added little things, and, you know, Brian's such a, like, ridiculously awesome director, mm-hmm. so he just really just gets you there, and it was fun. I mean,
yeah, it is fun, you know. I mean, if you're into it, I mean, there's not a lot going on the stage. It's just pretty much like monologues and that, but they're funny, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're funny, and of course, you get to look at the hot, beautiful women, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know.
Yeah, no.
So it's a good formula.
I think everyone can relate to those.
Yeah.
Men and women. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
So how did you get the part?
Well, it's funny because I, you know, a friend of mine was in the show. Mm. And she's my little sister's best friend. And she's like, I know this crazy girl that you guys should meet. She texts me. She goes, I referred you for this show because you're like the craziest person I know. I go, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then I met them and we talked for a little bit because they don't. They're not like, oh, let's see who the next actress is or the performance. They want to meet, like, the real person and get down to, like, the bones of them, you know?
Right.
And kind of really know if they have a real story and if they cannot be fake and they can just be, like, hardcore real, you know?
That's true.
Because that's what the show is. I mean, one girl's talking about, you know, living her life backwards in her 20s. She's married, 30s, in the 40s, she's smoking, 30s, she's trying drugs. I mean, it's just, it's funny, you know?
Wow.
So people have to be real and have a real life story to tell.
Right. So now, we talked about this. So it's easier for beautiful women to get ahead in the world and stuff. And I think that goes both for men and women, wouldn't you say? I mean, obviously for women it's a lot easier, but both men and women like to look at beautiful women, you know. So it like works for both, you know.
Yeah, I think that's.
And although, you know, I mean, handsome men don't get as much, obviously not even close to what beautiful women do. But as far as the interest, you know, I think men and women are like to look at beautiful women, and. Yeah, beautiful people in general. I mean, when you look at, you watch movies and stuff, you know, even the bad, evil characters are good looking, you know. Everybody's good looking in the movies. It's because nobody wants to look at unattractive people, you know.
Well, Sam, you know, I've dated a lot of unattractive people. I'm always like, this is my boyfriend. We were like, huh?
So why is that? You attracted more to personality and sense of humor?
I need more substance. I need funny. You know, I'm funny. I feel like, you know, I'm crazy. I just do whatever I want when I want. I don't live in the
world. So it takes a special man to live with you, to accept you the way you are.
Exactly. And I want someone that's just sort of the same kind of fun, little offbeat, you know, sense of humor.
Yeah, to match your temperament. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like one of those people who are like, oh, look at that model over there. You know, I'm just like,
if somebody walks over
and says the funniest thing ever and I'm laughing for 20 minutes, I'm like, I'm going to go on a date with that guy.
Really?
Oh, God.
I know. Women, it's like so easy to win their heart with just humor. You know, it's amazing. It's like every woman you ask her, what do you look for in a man? Oh, if he can make me laugh. It's like, what are we, clowns or something?
I
mean, what, you expect us to be clowns? It's not our job to make you laugh, you know? You can laugh if you want, but it's like you're almost auditioning, you know?
Yeah, it really is. I feel like everybody wants to laugh today.
You know,
so much goes on in the world, and everybody just kind of wants to laugh.
Right. No, absolutely. But why rely on other people to make you laugh, you know?
Well, I mean, look, I make myself laugh.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad thing when you have a partner in crime.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. So where are you originally from? You're not from LA, right?
No, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were talking about that before. Wow, I've never met anybody from New Orleans.
Oh, my God.
What's it like?
It's so different there because it's just like, it's like down, dirty fun, you know?
Really?
Here, it's like kind of like everybody looks at each other and watches each other. There, nobody cares what you drive.
Really?
You could pull up in a 1962, you know, bug, and people are like, meet us at the next spot. 3-for-1, you know?
Yeah.
It's just real partying.
So is it a party city, really?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Last time I went home, I haven't been home in 2.5 years because last time I went home, I saw all of my old friends, and I was I stayed out till 7 in the morning and then woke up at 10 o'clock in the morning for crawfish boils for 3 or 4 days in a row.
Wow.
And I was like, I could never live here again.
So was, did you grow up in the city or in a small town nearby?
I grew up in a small town.
In a small town,
yeah.
Huh? Wow.
Yeah,
what's
really
it called?
I grew up in Harahan.
Harahan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, when like, if there's someone that I go home... So embarrassed, but if I go home and there's someone that I don't know, they know me because
really?
Our house is world famous.
Really?
For being a shack. Yeah.
Wow.
I swear.
Really?
I feel like my house was like a tourist stop.
Yeah. So what's it like to grow up in a small town? I mean, it's like you know everybody and stuff.
Yeah.
But do you think it's different from growing in the big city?
No, because I feel like in LA, I know everyone here. It's like, to me, LA is such a small town.
Really?
I mean, I'm having coffee and I start talking to the guy next to me and I find out he's best friends with a good friend of mine. I'm like, wait a minute, why, you know, it's just so.
Yeah, because you're hanging out with people in entertainment, I think. That's why, right?
Or even club, nightlife.
Yeah,
you know, any time.
Comedians.
Comedians, exactly.
I know, everybody knows everybody, it seems.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah. So it seems small for you here in LA, huh?
Oh my God!
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's unusual, you know. We've got like what 5.8 million people here.
I know.
Yeah, 3.8, and that's a lot of people. You know, New York has 8 million people. Did you know that?
That's crazy.
They're all crammed in that little space.
I'm up. Oh my gosh, I can't even think about New York right now because I'm dying to eat at Pippa in New York. When I think of a place, I identify it with the food that I want to eat there.
Uh-huh. New York is the place, huh?
Oh, my God. I love New York.
Yeah, I know. It's hard not to like New York, you know?
Oh, it's amazing.
Could you live there, though? I mean, could you live in New York City?
I could live there in the summers because I love to sweat. You know, I like the heat because New
Orleans,
you know. But in the winter, I go there in the winter a lot for Christmas because I just love to look at the decorations.
Yeah, the decorations. I know. Everything is just amazing. It feels like a holiday there, you know. Here it doesn't.
No, here it feels like you're, you know, in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And you left from the holiday.
Right. So, yeah. So, as far as seasons and stuff, we don't have much of that here. But at the same time, you know, you go to New York and, especially in the holidays, I think it's just amazing, you know.
Oh,
and the rain and
it.
The snow sometimes and that.
Yeah.
It's just amazing, you know. I don't think I could live there, you know. It's just too crowded for me. But, but
you
it's totally different.
You start to feel like you're getting beat down being there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you've been bumped into 25 times. You got to go to the chiropractor to get straightened out. But it's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm not ready to take trains to work and shit like that. You know, I mean, come on, you know. You get used to your car, you know, and you don't want to drive anything else.
See, I love to drive, but I would love taking the subway to work. You never have to deal with traffic.
That's true.
You know, I got stopped 3 times on the way here for like construction or something.
Wow.
You know, I mean, they got the stop sign. It's like, move, I'm going to go around you, so move your stop sign. And in New York, you get there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, yeah. But, you know, I never have these problems. And besides, I live a mile from here, so I don't care.
Oh.
Yeah, but freeways do get to be a pain in the ass sometimes,
you
know, when you have to go from one side to the other. But in New York also, you know, I mean, it's nice because you get to walk, you know. I mean, you can take cabs and things like that, so it's not the end of the world. But I don't think I could cram myself into a subway, you know, with sweaty, smelly people.
Don't stand next to me in the summer. No, I'm just
You know, it was funny. I was in London about a year ago. I was there for about 3 days, and I took the, they call it the tube, and they're underground. And I got in, and it was about 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, so it's rush hour. I mean, people were squeezed in there like sardines, you know. I couldn't even believe that people could ride like that.
I know.
But they did, and I'm saying this is no quality of life, man.
Oh.
But then again, our traffic is not a quality of life either.
No,
you know?
See, that's the thing, and it's LA's all day long. It's not like you're gonna be like, oh, it's 7:30, no traffic. Well, there might be an accident. You might be in traffic for 8 hours. You know, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I love London.
There, do you? Yeah, London is good. Have you traveled a lot?
I, A little. I've been to London. I went for like 3 days, and there's this really good Indian restaurant. I love Indian
food. Really? I know. It's all Indian food there.
I love Indian food, so I can live there. Yeah.
Would you go to India? Do you like India?
I am obsessed with the whole Indian culture.
Really? Many people are. I can't understand it. You know?
Oh, my God. Really? I used to, you know, that when you watch the Indian videos all day, I'm obsessed with the music, the dance. Oh, the women are gorgeous with all the jewels on them. Oh, my God. Who's not obsessed with that?
Me. I have no interest in India at all, but I'm in the minority, I think. Most people are fascinated with it, you know. I don't know. I associate it with too much poverty and backwards and things like
that.
It's
awful. You know? Yeah, I hope to adopt a kid from India because I always felt that. It makes me sad that, like, here it doesn't matter if you come from, like, the dirt. I mean, you could literally come from the dirt and you could be a multimillionaire one day.
Right.
There, it's just different. You just can't,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you're stuck like that for life, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You're born into a certain caste, right, in society,
yeah.
And you can't move up.
Right.
Right?
It sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, being in the United States is being in the land of opportunity.
Oh, yeah. I would never trade this for any place in the world, you know?
No.
It's just, I mean, we've got so much, and especially in the big city, you have so many conveniences and you just everything that you need, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't think I could live there. I mean, I lived in South Africa for a year. That was really cool and stuff.
Wow.
So, I could live there, you know? But there are a few places in the world that I think I could actually live in. I mean, I love traveling and stuff, but there's a lot of places I can't see myself living there, you know?
Yeah.
So, like London, for example, I love London to visit and stuff, but I don't think I could ever live there with the weather and, you know, things like that, you know. But places look great when you travel, you know.
Yeah.
Then when you have to deal with a job and rush hour and, you know, and the taxes.
And the language barrier.
Like yeah, the language barrier.
I'm like, I can barely speak English still. I'm very New Orleans. So they're like, what do you... forget this. I'm going. You know, it's too tough.
Yeah. Did you used to have a southern accent?
Or? Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah, I still feel like I kind of have an accent. I work on my accent.
Really?
Yeah, because we're like, what y'all doing over there? Like, nothing's ever, you know, so backwater. I mean, I still talk to my mom, and my mom's accent, she's like, girl, what are you doing? You know, it's so... And I pick up from talking to her 25 times a day.
Wow.
Her accent.
So you're close with your mom? You guys talk a lot?
Oh, my God. So close with my mom.
Really?
I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah. And you have siblings? You mentioned the younger sister?
Mm-hmm. I have a younger sister and an older sister.
Oh, really? So you're all sisters?
Yeah.
Wow. How cool.
We're about to shoot our music video on
really?
Monday the 3rd.
So you guys do things together, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We took.
Cool.
You know, it's weird because we're like... We're so codependent on each other, but we want to be so independent away from each other. But we grew up sleeping on a mattress together our whole lives.
Wow.
So it's like...
So you're very close.
Yeah. I mean, there are no boundaries between us. There was no privacy.
Wow. But that's kind of cool, isn't it?
I
mean, you have like best friends that are your sisters and stuff, you know?
Oh my God. Those two live together. I live next door.
Really?
Because I got married. It took me like 7 or 8 months to leave my husband. Like to leave my sisters and move in with I was like...
Wow.
And my husband was okay. He was like, no, that's okay. I was like, I don't know. I just like... I feel weird like moving out of my sister's.
Wow.
But now we're all neighbors, so it's fine.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, did you all move here together?
No, I moved here first. Mm-hmm. And I was here for about 2 years, and then my older sister Felicia moved here.
Mm.
And then after like a year, my younger sister Sophia moved here.
I see. So you kind of pulled them all here. What made you decide you want to move here?
Because I read for a film, actually, over this video call thing, and they really liked me for the part. So I was like, well, and they were like, I can't believe you haven't had an acting class. Like, I think you should think about moving here. And I thought, well, you know what? I'll just move.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell?
Yeah. And when I got here, I just drove here. So I had no idea what the heck I was. I was so crazy.
Yeah.
And I just, I like ended up, and God only knows where, I got that LA Times magazine. I found a room to rent for $350 in Compton, so I moved out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Compton is not a very great area.
You know, it was fine because I'm from New Orleans, so it's like right. Compton looked like paradise to me. I was like, this is nice. Right. No, but I mean, I had FBI agents running across my door. Like, my car got broken into, but it really wasn't that bad.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, not as bad as
you didn't expect a lot, so yeah.
Well, if you saw the neighborhood I lived in before I moved to Compton, you'd be like, all righty then. She's stepping up in the world.
Wow. Now, had you been in LA before you moved here?
No, I visited one time before I moved here. So but for like 3 days, and I only stayed in Manhattan Beach. Because I wanted.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
But you didn't really know LA or anything.
No, because I didn't grow up traveling.
Yeah. I mean, that takes a lot of courage to do, you know, to move to a place you've never even seen, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's expecting you. For you there, you know, and all that stuff. And you get there, and so did you know anybody here? You probably didn't know anyone.
Well, it's weird because so I worked at Hooters.
Oh, did you really?
In New Orleans, yeah.
Wow.
If you work at Hooters, you know somebody as long as there's a Hooters. I knew a manager that moved here, and I got a job at Hooters right away.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
I worked at Hooters in Long Beach at first because it was closer to where I lived.
Right.
And then months later, I moved down to L.A. when I, you know, made enough money and saved money. And then I got a job at Hooters in Santa Monica.
Oh, wow. That one's cool, though, huh? That one's pretty weird crowd, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Sometimes I go there for chicken wings and beer, you know.
Yeah. The food's awesome.
Yeah, the food's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Yeah. And I heard they're revamping their menus now and, you know, and all that stuff. I mean, they've been trying to push this as a family restaurant for 30 years,
you know?
And nobody's buying it.
Because I don't think anybody wants to take their 5-year-old to 8-year-old kid to have a waitress with tits and ass, you know. I mean, I just don't.
But
I mean,
you know what? It's not really in your face when you go there, you know?
It's not. And you know what? If I had a kid, I would take my dogs there. I mean, if I was a mom, I'd be like, who cares? They're going to see it anyway. I mean, it's
exactly. And what are you seeing? You just go to see some hot women serving you. That's all, you know?
Exactly.
And often they're not very hot either.
I know, that's true.
Yeah, that's I've been to a few of them. It's like, what's the thinking behind that one? She's totally flat, you know?
Yeah.
Where's the Hooters on her?
Oh, that's so true.
I know.
But I am. But a lot of parents are very uptight about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, wow, I was in Fat Burger the other day getting a turkey burger because I'm obsessed with their turkey burger.
Yeah.
And this woman came in with her two kids, and the show Cops was on.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my God, I need to see the manager. She's like, oh, I have my kids here. We need to change this.
Wow.
I'm like looking at her thinking, are you crazy? Like,
yeah.
This is reality. And what are you doing? Hiding your kids from it? And guess what? Your kid's going to be the one in the back of the cop car one day. I remember growing up. And I would say to my mom, like, what's sex? And and I remember like everybody talking about it. And I didn't know what it was. And, like, she was like, you know, it's when a man sticks a penis in a girl's vagina and don't go tell your friends.
Wow, because, she gets straight to the point.
Yeah, and that's how, and I today respect my mom more than any of my, you know, friends' situations or anything because it was never a lie to me. It was never fake. Mm. It was always, like, extreme reality shoved in my face.
Yeah.
So I didn't grow up like, oh, la, 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 I don't know what the world's about. And people get arrested, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you're pretty naive coming from a small town and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, are your parents still together or?
No.
Well, that's okay. Most parents are not.
Yeah.
And so what's the situation with your dad? Do you see him? Are you in touch?
Yeah, I see him when I go home to visit in Louisiana. So in New Orleans. So he's very New Orleans and he just wouldn't like he would never travel, never leave. And he kind of like he was in a band. So he had his own thing. And I think like a family life wasn't really what he wanted.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But no, I've become closer to my dad in the past like 4 years, probably 5 years.
So like, there's always hope, huh? I mean, yeah.
I don't hold on to anything, yeah. And I just don't. I don't like hate on anybody. Yeah, I get life's good. Tough, and
yeah, especially your father. You know, I mean, the thing is that stuff happens between married people, and you don't really know what's going on when you're a kid. You know. And sometimes they have good reasons, you know. I mean, maybe it's better that way.
Oh, yeah.
To grow up in a fighting family all the time.
Right. Or a cheating one. No, I love my dad, but he definitely needed to spread his wings and fly.
Really,
and
huh?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And so your sister's the same way? They only see him when they go back,
yeah.
And stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what drew them here? I guess the fact that you were here, right?
Well, yeah, it's really weird. So my older sister went through a really bad breakup, mm-hmm. and wanted to go to fashion school, so she moved here and went to FITM. Oh. I had to basically force her. It's everything. I have to, like, take my sisters and walk them to the water fountain and hold their head down and make them drink. So.
Whoa.
It's every, and then, my brother passed away, and my younger sister was there by herself, and we're like, Sophia, you can't, like, be there by, and then we got my mom to move here, so we're like our little, the four girls again, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So your mom is here now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, after Hurricane Katrina.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Did they suffer damage there?
Well, they had to evacuate, and she just didn't go back.
She didn't
moved.
Go back, huh?
I mean, I don't think there was any much to go back to, but flooded clothes.
Wow. Great, so you're all here now. That's cool, you know, because I hate when families are like far from each other, you know. My parents are on the other side of the world, and you have to, you know, to fly to see them and stuff. It's not the same. And, you know, talking on the phone is not the same either,
it's
you know.
It's not.
And they're getting older and stuff, so I just go to visit them more often now, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably love that.
Yeah, they do. I mean, because, you know, they're too old to fly. They don't have the patience to sit on a plane anymore. So, yeah, you know, but I've always been away from the family. I mean, when I was 16, they sent me out here from Israel, you know. So I've lived here. I was here on my own for about 5 years, and then they joined me and everything, you know, my brothers. And then my parents went back to Israel, you know, to sort of like retire there. So I have one brother here, one in China, and then my parents are in Israel, and then family in New York and Miami and all over the place, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it's like, at least it's nice when you travel, you have people to visit.
Yeah, you have a hotel to stay in.
Yeah. But let me tell you, I prefer family to be nearby, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like family, you know.
Yeah, are you close to your brother that's here?
We used to be.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, once you get married, you have kids and stuff, people diverge, you know. And that's pretty much what happened here, you know.
Oh, you have to make an effort.
Well, you know, yeah, you try, you know, but sometimes it takes two, you know.
It does. It totally takes two.
Yeah.
Listen,
but
it takes
two.
We
were always very close, you know.
Yeah, but I am forceful on my sisters.
Really?
I am like, I just go, I sleep over there still.
Really?
I have my key to their house, and I go when I want. And if I had a kid, I would... They better, you know, take care of that kid and be part of this family.
Yeah. It's different with sisters, too, I think.
It totally is different with sisters and brothers. Why?
Yeah. I think sisters get more involved with the kids and stuff, with each other's kids and,
yeah.
you know, and that way. And there's more like a sisterhood, I think, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens with brothers, you know. But, I mean, many brothers stay very close, you know.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Ways just sort of diverged. I mean, we talk all the time and things like that, but I don't see any big desire to be with me, you know, spend time with me. So I don't push on that, you know. I let him decide when and where, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's that. But so what's your other sister doing? Is she in fashion too or acting?
No, so my younger sister, she's in nightlife. That's what she does. She works at nightlife. She, you know, does everything. But we all three, we're under a development deal. I think I told you with Planet Grande. We started this thing, like kind of like a funny comedy rap thing. And we're like these, you know, gold digging divas, like the typical LA chick. And we rap this stuff. And it's really funny. We do these songs and We shot our sizzle reel. We just saw it, so it should be going out soon.
Really?
It's really fun. Yeah.
You going to put it on YouTube and stuff?
No, I'm not. So Planet Grande shot it, this the production company, and they're going to pitch it to networks for our sister's reality show. Yeah, which would be amazing.
Yeah, this would be really cool.
That'd be awesome.
I know. Everybody wants a reality show. I don't know. Would you be able to have cameras following you everywhere?
It wouldn't bother me, but some people it might bother.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even probably notice that there were cameras following me.
Oh, come on. They're right in your face, you know.
I know, yeah. I'd probably look like a total maniac on camera because when I'm walking four dogs and I'm cursing them out in the neighborhood. I might look a little crazy to people.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's the thinking behind four dogs? Why so many?
I rescue.
Oh, really?
I'm a crit. Like, wow. I just can't.
So you just can't let them go, huh?
No.
Wow. But you've got to stop at a certain point, right? You can't adopt every dog you have.
Yeah. I mean, we have six between me and my sisters. I got my sister one, and then I got my own, and then my sister took one of mine because I had five, and I rescued a 17-year-old dog.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty full house on dogs, but I can't say that I would not take another one.
Oh, my God. What happens when you want to have kids? I mean, you'll have way too many to take care of.
Yeah, no, I can. I have this like leash system where I can walk like 20 dogs on a belt, and they just.
Yeah, but I mean, you can walk them. But what about in the house? I mean, it's just too much going on, no?
It doesn't bother me. I sleep with my dogs. I mean, one's on my head, one's on my stomach, one's behind my legs, and Skye sleeps on her bed next to me. But I just, I don't know. I couldn't. I don't even like. To me, it's like my dogs are like my wardrobe. I couldn't walk around naked.
Really?
And if I'm without them, I'm naked.
Wow. Have you always loved dogs?
Oh, my God. I've always loved animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cats, too?
I love cats.
Really?
I don't mind. We're all allergic to them, but I still play with them. I love them to death.
Yeah.
I have this really weird obsession with rabbits.
With rabbits? Really? Yeah. Well, they're so furry and cute, you know? I mean, I don't see why not.
They're so cute. I had two rabbits, and they used to, like, hop around my bedroom. And go in the litter box.
They chew everything, though, don't they?
I mean, they chew some things. I don't mind. One of my rabbits would jump on my bed and pee on me and wrestle in my hair.
And also, four dogs, that's a lot of shit to pick up.
That's a lot.
Yeah. You don't get grossed out.
Oh, my God.
How can you do that? I mean, that's one of the main reasons I won't get a dog. I don't want to pick up the shit, you know?
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons I take my birth control pill every day. I don't want to pick up shit.
So you pick up hot dog shit instead.
I pick up dog shit instead of rubbing it off of a butt. I mean, I am just so over shit. I don't want to see anymore.
Oh man, I don't know. I don't get it. You know, I think it's too big a price to pay. I'm like so revolt. Yeah.
Dog shit's a lot easier than baby shit.
I don't know about that. You know, when it's your baby, it's different.
When it's your dog, it's different.
I guess. I don't know.
I just go to my friend's house and I'm like, oh. And you can smell it all over the room, and I'm like, you know, blowing my gum breath in my nose. But I just, you know, I mean, I love kids, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so scared to start adopting kids because I'm scared I'm going to be like, you know, my like addiction with adopting
dogs. Yeah, nonstop.
It's going to be like addiction with adopting kids. I'm going to have 100 kids running around.
Yeah, like Angelina Jolie, you know, she can't stop.
And
yeah, that's the thing, you know, I think it's that mental place where you want to help out all the time, you know, and you want to rescue and help and save and things like that. But you can't do that with everybody, you know. It's just like me, when I walk on the street and somebody's begging for money, I'll give the money, no problem. I don't even think twice about it. And then you see another one and another one and another, and you go, I can't help all of them, you know.
Yeah.
So you have to learn how to live with it, you know?
I guess you do, but my mom helps every one of them and gives every one of them money and then calls me and asks me for money. I'm like, could you stop supporting the homeless so I can stop supporting you? It's serious. I'm like, oh my God. And then she thinks she has lice from giving homeless people money. I'm
really?
Like, here. And then she's got to go buy lice medication that's $10.
Oh my God.
She's crazy. Lice. She has a mental thing with lice, like a phobia of it.
Wow. Did you guys have it when you were young or something?
My.
Maybe she had to deal with it.
God,
huh?
Yes. Yeah. I had lice like every day.
I mean, know,
look
it's
at how
terrible.
Much hair I have.
It's terrible.
I have more hair than the average person with extensions.
Wow, I know. And when you have little kids and stuff and you have to comb their hair and get all the stuff off of it. Oh, man. I remember when my kids were like young and they would come home with lice.
Oh, man.
It makes my skin crawl.
You know? I know. It's so itchy. I mean, my house was like the most awesome mansion for lice. So they were like, we want to live there. I mean, they were breeding like crazy on me. I had like a lice egg down, like 20 of them down one strip of hair. It was crazy.
Wow.
And in New Orleans, it's humid. So we have all these bugs and big roaches everywhere. Oh.
Oh, God.
I don't miss the bugs.
I'm sure. Wow.
I had a lifetime of running from bugs. I'm done with that.
Wow. Did you travel anywhere in the South there, too, like nearby, like maybe Florida?
Oh, yeah. I lived in Miami for a little while.
Did you really?
I was like, 18, I modeled there for a little while. It was very unsuccessful.
Why?
Awesome. I booked nothing, maybe one job.
Well, you got to be in the right place and know the right people, you know? You really have to know the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so you lived in Miami for a while.
Yeah, I lived in, cool. Yeah, it was really cool. And then I quickly moved here. But, it was fun. Miami was fun. It was good. You know, I had my job at Hooters in Miami.
So oh, God.
Fine.
So you were a Hooters girl for life.
Well, I broke that habit.
Well, that's funny. So now you keep sustaining yourself in your acting career and stuff?
Yeah.
You're able to do that? You do modeling probably too, right?
Yeah, I don't do as much anymore. I don't go out for as much print. But, I mean, I probably should more. I booked a couple of modeling jobs this year, actually a couple of print jobs that were really cool that I liked. But, no, I do a lot of comedy, and I do, like, I just started a YouTube channel with my friend Sketchy Girls, and we did an Orange County Housewives sketch that's really funny. I mean, I couldn't believe Tamara Barney retweeted it, put it on her Facebook. She's like, this is hilarious. I was like, whoa, you like it? Because we really did like a foul.
Yeah.
Whoa. It was good, but.
Yeah.
So I keep myself really busy. I create a lot of my own stuff. And
really?
I write it and then I shoot it.
But I mean, can you make a living doing that at
this point? You can if you get your channels up there. So no, I mean, I can't full on make a living doing just that yet.
Right.
But hopefully,
but you're working towards
Sam.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. One bright day.
No, you keep being persistent. You know, I mean, it works. It really does work when you keep at it and you keep trying and so forth. You know, I think giving up is. That's the only time you fail is when you say, you know, I don't want to do it anymore. It's not going to work.
Yeah. But,
and especially in this industry, you can't give up, you know? I mean, there's just so much going on. And I think part of an actor's life is just between jobs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
I feel like if you're not doing what you love to do in life, you're not living.
That's true.
So if you have another job that pays your bills, fine. But you should still do what you're passionate about. And you don't have to, like, you know, if people are singers, and they are, you know, 67 years old, and they're like, well, I've never focused on my music career. I've never gone after that dream. There's YouTube today.
Yeah.
I mean, you could sit on the corner at the mall and play the guitar for people and just let people dance around you, kids and stuff. There are so many ways to get fulfillment out of a dream than just to be, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's if you're a singer. What do you do if you're an actress?
Oh,
you can't stand in the corner and do
plays, write plays, sketches, put them on YouTube, stand-up comedy. I mean, there's so many things. Today's a different world.
Yeah, that's true.
There's so many ways to get your talent out there.
You really
have to, like, I mean, you know, have tunnel vision on what you want to do and make it happen.
Right. Yeah, you do. You know, I mean, otherwise if you spread yourself too thin, nothing happens. You know, you've got to focus on what you want to do. You know, there's people that have like hyphens in their title and stuff. You know, it's like, man, focus on one thing and do it great.
Exactly.
You know, And I think being persistent, I don't think I could be, I could become an actor simply because I'm not, I am persistent in many ways in what I want, but I think I would get discouraged from all the rejection and everything. You know,
after
a while, I'd just say, fuck it, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess...
Or you just say, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
To them.
That might not get you very far, though, you know. But it's not an easy life, you know, but the reward is beyond description. That's why I think so many people are looking for that. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Once you become famous and rich, there's nothing like it, you know. I mean, we regular people admire that, you know. I think people in that position realize it's not the best either, you know. When you're like a Lindsay Lohan and the whole world knows what's going on in your life and stuff, you know, and you become screwed up, that's not a good thing, you know, where you can't go anywhere. But at the same time, I think being a celebrity is amazing, you know. It puts you right out there.
Yeah, I mean, I bet it is. But, I mean, I just feel like even if you're, like, you know, a celebrity and you have everything you want, there's still things in life. Nobody's life's perfect.
Right.
You know, I mean,
no,
there's still probably things that they get depressed about.
Of course.
Like their relationships or something, or things being secret that they can't say, or, you know, anything. Who knows?
Right. No, I mean, look, there are people like you and me. I mean, just imagine, you know, tomorrow you're like on every magazine, on every TV, on every, you know, it's like, I don't think people are prepared for this, you know. That's why many of them, like, freak out and start acting out and stuff,
know.
You know. Because I don't think anybody's, like, prepared to suddenly be thrust into the limelight like that. And although it never really happens overnight, but at the same time, like, look, for example... sometimes I like to think this way, like, you know, the movie Man of Steel is going to come out soon, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's a new guy. Nobody knows him. I don't know who he is. I didn't even see what he looks like. But, you know, after the movie, this guy's going to be like everywhere. You know,
Twilight.
Everywhere.
Twilight, yeah.
Yeah. So exactly the same with that, you know, when you discover new actors and stuff. So it's like, how do you prepare for something like this? You know, it's like, you go, man, I'm still an unknown, but the day this movie comes out, I'm going to be, like, more famous than anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm sure he's dreamed of
concept.
It his whole life, so he's probably
I'm sure, yeah. But it's like, I don't think you can ever expect the stuff that comes with it, you know, because you lose your privacy.
You lose your privacy. And I just think that you think that you're light. Like, I feel like a lot of people go into, like, getting a career or getting something in life thinking that that's going to be what makes them happy because that's what they want. But really, it never does, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why a lot of people are messed up and on drugs because...
Right.
Happiness has to be in your everyday life and, like, sitting in this chair.
Right.
And just being happy with who you are and, like, how you live. And, like, when I go home and see my dogs, they make me happy. When I hang out, even when I fight with my sisters all the time, we make up. They make me happy. You know,
right.
I mean, going down the street and getting the food at Fatburger makes me happy. But I'm happy with myself. And these are, and I live, but I feel like people chase dreams.
Right.
Waiting for that to make them happy and being a celebrity, and then they find out it's empty because you're even more lonely because you know your friends aren't always your real friends. They just want things for, you know, so.
Yeah. I don't think, yeah, I mean, the whole issue of creation, I think, and everything, the reason we're here and stuff, I don't think the essence of life really is having a lot of money and being famous, you know.
No, I don't think so.
The essence of life is dealing with your own demons, you know, being able to accept yourself, you know, be happy. These are the things that are going to make you happy, you know. Everything is artificial, although I wouldn't mind having a lot of money, but at the same time, that's not what's going to make you happy, you know.
No.
It'll make your life easier, but if you still have your own demons and your own problems, they'll stay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just when you're in the limelight, it's blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really big. But, like, for example, you know, if you look at Lindsay Lohan again, if she was just a private person, nobody would know about it. She could do whatever the hell she wants. She has privacy. But now she's got to think of everything that she does, you know. Not that she thinks about it. I don't think that she does, but she should.
I think at this point, someone like that, which I am, I think she is like, was like the, I mean, she was so cute.
Yeah, when she was younger.
Yeah, and like even in her teenage, she's just got something about her. But I think at this point, her career is staying in the tabloids and staying in the media. And
yeah.
all those things are kind of a little bit more planned than we think. I think,
you think so?
Yeah.
Really?
I think there are two types of careers. I think there's a tabloid career for publicity, and then I think there's like a real acting career. And today, tabloids are so big that if you could just stay in the tabloids, your name stays out there, and people never forget you, and you keep a career. Like, I really do.
But do you think she would do this knowing that there's a risk of going back to jail all the time?
I mean, yeah,
I don't know about that.
Well, okay, listen. Let me ask you. Now, here's me, Betsy Cox, okay?
Right.
Let's pretend I get three DUIs and hit someone and run and wreck my car in Robertson and park it and leave it, and I'm all over the place and I'm doing this, I'm doing drugs, I'm getting busted with them, I'm breaking my probation. Do you think I would still be walking around the streets skipping, driving drunk? No.
No, I don't.
My ass would be in jail for years.
So you think she's getting away with a lot?
Yeah,
huh?
And they know what they're doing. They're doing something to keep her. She's doing what she's doing to stay out there.
Yeah.
Anybody on the street that pulled two of the things she pulled would be in jail.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it.
That's very true.
I had a friend who was an alcoholic who got two DUIs in 1 year and had to go to jail for like 2 or 3 months.
Oh, my God.
It's like she had to wear a bracelet.
How scary,
she got caught
drinking.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, but that's what happens when you drink and drive.
Yeah.
You're lucky
two
to DUIs. Go to
jail. Yeah, exactly.
You're lucky because you just probably saved yourself from killing somebody, you know?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know why people do that, you know?
With Uber, who needs to drink and drive? I tease because my little sister drinks. We're like, damn, she's drinking again. Pulls up in an Uber car. The next day she's hungover. We have her wedding shower. She shows up in an Uber car.
Wow, that's crazy. This town will make you crazy, you know?
Yeah.
That's for sure. Before we go, I wanted to bring up a couple of things. Well, there's a lot of great things, but did you know that, I don't know if you heard about this, but I guess in China, this woman gave birth and she'd been hiding it the whole time. She didn't want people to know she was pregnant and everything. So she would wear loose clothes and all that. And she went into a bathroom, and those are the squat kind. You know how they have it in China and Japan? They kind of squat down. They don't really have a toilet seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and delivered the baby and let it flush through the thing, through the pipe. Yeah. So, but, you know, she's saying that it wasn't really, she didn't really mean it. And, you know, I mean, still that, you know, I mean, still hiding this whole thing is a problem, you know. But then to give birth like this, and I guess the baby got lodged in the pipe. They had to saw around the pipe and take the baby in the pipe to the hospital.
Oh!
Can you imagine this? I mean, this is like, how can people do this? How can people even, you know, begin to do this? But it just shows you what happens in a society that's so closed that you don't get any freedom, you know, and people are afraid. You know, people are just afraid of seeking an abortion, letting people know that they're pregnant when they're, like, not married. You know, and things like that, you know what I mean?
God.
Yeah. So, but the good news is the baby was rescued, 6.2 pounds, you know?
That is disgusting. Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
I know, man. So
awful.
It just, so go, you know, go figure if she did it on purpose, if, you know, I believe she probably did it on purpose. I mean, she was trying to hide this thing, you know?
She did it on purpose. Nobody's going to... You have to cut an umbilical cord, okay?
Right.
Now...
she probably did. I don't know what she did.
She totally cut the umbilical cord and let the baby go. She should be... I mean, and that's the thing, like...
Yeah.
I don't... What do you say? Put her in prison for her whole life? I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean...
Yeah. I don't know what you do, but the baby survived, and that's the important thing.
I would sterilize her.
Yeah. I know.
She should never, ever be allowed to have a kid again. She should have to get her tubes tied.
Right.
Is that what they do, tubes tied?
Yeah, I hope so. Oh, in China? I don't know what they do, but they still have that one-child limit in China. Yeah. They have to limit their population. I mean, there's a population explosion in the world.
I know.
Period, you know.
There is.
Yeah. Well, Betsy, that's it for the show. Do you want people to find you anywhere, Twitter, Facebook, or
do you
want to stay anonymous?
I'm Blingin' Betsy on Twitter. I'm Betsy Cox on Facebook, but I have too many friends, but you can go to my fan page.
Okay, go to her fan page.
And I'm on YouTube at Gold Digging Divas and Sketchy Girls.
Sounds good. Okay, well, awesome. You guys can catch her there. And thanks for joining us. You're a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. I had a blast.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.